Let me tell you, there's a couple stories out there that I want to get your quick reaction to. First of all, stem cells from a heart valve used to repair damaged heart tissue. Kristen, you were on this program years ago talking about stem cells for the heart. As a matter of fact, because of you, several Coast to Coast listeners are living a longer life, having gone through some programs that you helped them through. God, you were way ahead of the curve.
I guess so, because the first, when I wrote the Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair in 2002, I had already met with and interviewed, I think, 10 or 12 no-option heart failure patients whose own doctor said there's nothing that could ever be done for them. And those people today, all these years later, I heard from one tonight because he saw my name on the show. They're doing incredibly well. I mean, there's not even a time when they've had a cardiovascular event.
That's fantastic.
So all these years have gone by.
Well, it's good that science is starting to catch up with some of these experimental doctors who had the guts to do what they were doing and continue to do. Those doctors who were doing this years ago, how far advanced are they from most of the other mainstream doctors?
Well, they continually throw their hands up and say, hear about something that's happening that some PR guy got a hold of today, and it's a big story, and he's scratching his head and saying, well, wait a minute, I've been doing probably 200 of these patients over the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to know about it.
Exactly.
And right now, you mentioned that article that came out that Geron had stopped their trial for spinal injury.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, you had me on the show, and I was saying, why don't they just go with Dr. Lima's olfactory trial and his knowledge that had already actually healed 165 quadriplegic and paraplegic patients? And the reason I bring it up tonight is when I heard you say that, this afternoon, the same day that they discontinued their trial, his trial was accepted as standard procedure throughout Japan.
That's fantastic.
In the meantime, people need these breakthroughs. They need these remedies.
He injects stem cells into the spine. And in some cases, what happens?
Well, here's basically what he does. He takes a sample, a scraping out of the inside of the nose. Those are the olfactory sinuses. And those cells are like neuron cells. They're neurons. They're very close to what's in the brain. And then he takes the lesion and opens it up like he did to the young lady we had on the show. And he's done it, as I said, in 165. He takes out the scar tissue, places those stem cells, and within 3 months, when I've seen the MRIs, the lesion is gone, and they begin their rehab process, which is pretty... It's a pretty rigid process, but he now has this great number of patients, and I've interviewed some. They're in my research reports. He and all these other doctors we're going to talk about tonight have been very generous to me. They permitted me to use their actual images from surgery, color images in the reports, so we can really present the information accurately.
I want to mention some of your work, Kristian, here, because I think it is so important for people who want information. You know, this audience is so tuned into alternative health and medicine.
Boy,
and
they are.
Cutting-edge technology, and you're there. Hidden causes of heart attack and stroke, miracle stem cell heart repair, stem cell and the turmeric research report. I want to talk about your newsletter in just a moment. Stem cell nutrition, you're such a booster on what turmeric can do for reducing inflammation, not only in people's joints and bodies, but in your arteries.
In your arteries, in your brain, you know, the lowest dementia and Alzheimer's on the planet.
It's critical. How many years now with the newsletter?
We're just finishing the fourth year.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's actually a news report. Some people, when I mention newsletter, they think it's a free newsletter, and they're disappointed until they get it.
It's a subscription, right?
Yeah, it really is.
And but it's done very well. It's glossy. It's superb. Well, look, lots of things to talk with you tonight in a couple hours. Plus, we're going to take some phone calls next hour with you as well. Let's start talking about what's going on at Northwestern. What's happening there? What are they doing with autoimmune diseases?
Well, you know, occasionally, there are breakthroughs that come along in medicine or in technology that are so innovative, George, so profound that they move science and technology light years ahead from where it would have remained had that single discovery not been made. I'm talking about things like DNA or the discovery of the internet or human genome or stem cells. Well, Dr. Richard Burt, chief of immunotherapy at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Chicago's Northwestern, has been successfully using the patient's own bone marrow stem cells, which you hear me talk about all the time, to treat some 23 considered incurable autoimmune diseases.
And what do you mean by autoimmune diseases, so people understand?
Okay, these are diseases that are affected by the immune system, and in that category, immediately you would think of
AIDS, right?
No, not AIDS.
No?
Not in this regard.
Oh, all right.
You would think of it as immune deficient disease. You would think of Crohn's disease, of lupus, scleroderma. You would think of diabetes 1. You would think of rheumatoid arthritis.
Why can't you throw AIDS in there?
You can.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's in.
You got my permission.
You got it. So what's he doing?
Okay, so here's what he does. You know, there are families of diseases that share similarity. Autoimmune diseases, neurological diseases, cardiovascular diseases. And medicine is always hoping against hope that a single breakthrough for any one disease might possibly translate to another disease of the same linkage, the same family. For instance, could a breakthrough for treating MS also be helpful in treating diabetes 1 or lupus or rheumatoid arthritis? Well, the answer apparently is yes, because that's exactly what Dr. Burt has been doing at Northwestern University. He has actually had 17 of 21 type 1 diabetic patients totally free of their disease for more than 7 years.
That's amazing.
They're completely off of insulin, having had their one-time bone marrow stem cell procedure. Now, Dr. Burt's also worked with his counterparts in Brazil, where they've reported similar results for several years. So we know now that devastating multiple sclerosis is a terrible, crippling disease. But there is more good news from Chicago. The team at Feinberg has 17 of 20 MS patients disease-free of all symptoms for more than 5 years. The doctor is also finding success in treating lupus and Crohn's, scleroderma, which is a terrible disease, pulmonary fibrosis, polymyositis,